Now, you'll have heard a nod in there for everyone to get registered for the forthcoming elections here. But my goodness, the polling stations are up and running in the Republic. This is polling day. The general election is underway and voters will elect 158 members of Dáil Éireann. All eyes from here certainly will be on Sinn Féin to see if the party will get seats in government, where they'd be in government north and south. Let me speak to Eileen Brophy from our sister station, FM 104. Eileen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Eileen, you've covered a few elections in your...
don't tell anyone how many.
In your journalistic career. Do you expect this one to be any more exciting than any of the others?
Well, it will be. It will definitely be very exciting because there's no clear winner in this. And the outgoing government, it doesn't look as if they will get back of the Fine Gael party. We would expect to be the biggest party in government, and they're in the polls at around 30%. Now, they changed tack this week, and they were telling people, you know, vote for us and we continue with the recovery. But people were feeling, what recovery? We haven't felt a recovery. So now they're saying that, you know, vote for us and that we'll widen out the recovery. So they're hoping that that will work for them and that they'll do better than the 30%. But unfortunately, the Labour Party in government with them just don't seem to be doing it. And they're only on about 8%. And that's kind of maybe 10 on a good day. So it doesn't look too good for them to be, you know, put back into government. So then you have Fianna Fáil, and you know down here it's always either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael in government, the leading party in government. And so there doesn't seem to be a clear winner to go in with Fianna Fáil either, because they won't get enough seats to form a government except with a number of parties. And then we have Sinn Féin. Now, Sinn Féin were in the 20s, but they have fallen back now to around 15%. Again, you know, they may have gained a bit of ground over the last couple of days and people decide. But with Sinn Féin, they have a core vote and the people will vote for them. And the problem is, will they get transfers? And you know, we have a PR system here that, you know, that all the votes are all transferred, all down kind of from 1 to 10. And the feeling is always that Sinn Féin don't get the transfers. Now, if they get the transfers this time, they will certainly do well. But on 15-16%, like, they could double the numbers of people that they have in the Dáil at the moment. So even if they'll have a good day one way or the other, but will they be in government? That's the question.
Do you expect them, with your experience, do you expect them to be in government?
No, I think it would be very unlikely that they would be in government. The only thing that gives them some solace that they feel they could be in government is that 41% of people are going to vote for independence in Dublin. So that's a lot of people. And I think Gerry Adams feels that he could maybe form a government with those independents, and if they would back him for Taoiseach, because on the 10th of March, that's the day they go back into the Dáil and vote for Taoiseach. So between now and then, depending on how many votes, he will talk to independents, like-minded independents, to see if they will vote for him as Taoiseach. But I see that highly unlikely.
Yeah, it'd be quite a story, Gerry Adams as Taoiseach, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be some story. It would indeed.
I think it would just be unbelievable, especially in 2016. But it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. I can't see it happening, but it's not impossible. Definitely not impossible.
What about this idea of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil? Is that just not possible either? Some sort of alliance between them?
That would be very difficult for the smaller party. Fianna Fáil will say that they won't go with Fine Gael anyway, but they also, from talking to members of Fianna Fáil, what they're saying is that they're not going to go in as a smaller party. If you look back on, you know, on the smaller parties in government, we had the PDs at one stage. They're gone. You know, they've been wiped out completely. Now you have the Labour Party. They won't be wiped out, but they certainly won't be doing well, and they'll be decimated, really, tomorrow. But and they come back maybe, you know, with maybe 10, 12 seats on a good day, then they mightn't even. And that's what happens to the smaller parties in government. But what also Fianna Fáil are saying is that if they go in as a smaller party, that leaves Sinn Féin as the main opposition party on the opposition benches. That gives them time to grow. And Fianna Fáil won't be growing at the same rate, because obviously when you're not in government, you can say what you like. And that would worry them that they would end up as the biggest opposition party in any government.
It sounds to me like as if they mightn't get an outcome at all.
Well, that's the worry, isn't it? I think with everybody, what will happen is on the 10th we go in, we try and form a government. If no government is formed, we get another 30 days to do that. Now, in the meantime, here, like, we have St. Patrick's Day. We always go over to Washington to meet the president, but also our ministers go all over the world selling Ireland. And then, of course, we have 2016. We have the 100th commemoration of our of the rising here as well, all over Easter. So, like, you've all that going on at the same time as people trying to form a government. So definitely people will want to form a government before the 10th. If they don't, as I say, they have that those 30 days. Now, that's where people are saying that that people are putting money on Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil after the 10th, that they're going to say then, well, look, there's nothing we can do. We can't go back to the people. We'd be punished. The people will punish them if they go back, because they've had their say and they will not want another election. So that's where people feel that at this stage it could be the two governments. Then, you know, on a good day, you could end up with Fine Gael, the Labour Party, and Social Democrats, because we have a load of small little parties now. Renewal, Social Democrats, all have started up here, and they are people that have left Fine Gael or left the Labour Party.
There's a lot of horse trading to be done. You expect a good turnout? Good turnout at the polls?
Well, that's another thing. You know, that's what we'll be watching today. Where will the turnout be? Will it be in the working class areas? Will it be in the leafy areas? And people are saying that because so many people don't know what way they want to vote, that they'll just say, no, you know, we won't go out at all. So there is a question mark over the turnout, definitely.
And finally, Eileen, when do we get the first results?
Well, we'll have we have great tally men and tally women here, so we'll have a good tally tomorrow at maybe 11 o'clock, but we won't get the first count until after 1 o'clock. But the thing is, because so many people are actually, you take Louth, for example, it's a five-seater, but we have 16 candidates, so the counting of that is going to be huge, so it's going to take a long time for those votes further down. But we would expect an exit poll would be done at Mortie tonight, or today and tonight, and we'd expect that exit poll at 7 o'clock in the morning. Up until now, those exit polls have been very accurate. So we have a good idea maybe at 7 o'clock in the morning.
All right, let's hope they're more accurate than the one for the British elections last
time
around.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks, Eileen. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That's Eileen Brophy there.